Since the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, I have received numerous phone calls and emails asking about what we can do to help. My suggestion is to do loving-kindness practice. Since then, we have created a community of loving-kindness for Japan, and it includes practicing 3 times a day, 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7:30 p.m., and one doesn't have to do every sit. You don't even have to meditate at all. When you think of it, you might just send out a positive intention at those times. If you're able, formally practice, even for a few minutes. And if the times aren't convenient, practice when it is convenient for you. But you'll know that there will always be people to meditate with. Since I sent out that initial email, the response has been overwhelming. People are excited about being able to help in this kind of way. And in the meantime, I have also received other emails from people who want to know how to do loving kindness practice. So in the next couple of minutes, we'll start a meditation and I'll describe the technique. And we'll do it together. And you can use this meditation as your guide, or merely to learn the meditation itself. The choice is yours. Thank you so much for joining us. Allow the body to settle. Elongate the spine. We're going to work with loving kindness. So in image space, which is the screen in front or behind the eyes, essentially the mind's eye, create an image of what you would like to meditate for. You may be thinking of the people of Japan. You may be thinking of the country as a whole. Create an image that is as clear as possible. What that means is that you might actually see it with photographic clarity. Or not at all. You might be the kind of person that doesn't see clearly in the mind's eye, but has a strong sense that it is there. Both options are equally fine. Just know very clearly what it is that you're meditating for. At the same time, in talk space, which is at the ears or around the head, where you typically experience your internal conversations, where you hear your voice or that of someone else in the mind. Think of a word, a phrase, a sentence, the line in a prayer, a song, a poem. Think of what it is that you're going to repeat to yourself over and over again as a mantra. And you're going to repeat this very rhythmically, gently, equanimously, in a very matter-of-fact tone. And these words or word should reflect or be reflective of the image that you have created. Essentially, they will reinforce that image. As an example, right now, in image space, I'm imaging all of Japan, the people, the land, the country as a whole. And in talk space, the word I have chosen is healing. So I would repeat over and over again to myself the word healing in a very matter-of-fact tone. Healing. Healing. And what it's doing is it's reinforcing the image. I've selected something that represents that to me. So you would repeat your word, your phrase, over and over again, while maintaining a very clear image or very clear sense of an image. Now, periodically, you can tune into the body. And if you experience pleasant feel, meaning pleasant sensations, these, of course, are emotionally based, you experience pleasant feel in the body, sensations of compassion, loving kindness, unconditional love. If that's what you experience within you, encourage it to grow. And as it grows more and more, you may find that it moves even beyond your body. At that point, direct it out. Send it to those most in need. That's just unconditional love growing so deeply within you that it's ready to be sent out. You may experience at that point that the image and the talk, the mantra, are no longer there, that all you experience is this unconditional love. If that's the case, then that's wonderful. Allow it to be, allow it to grow. It may grow infinitely, quite literally. At some point, you may find that it dissipates. If that's the case, then refresh the image, start the mantra again, and work with it that way. It is also entirely possible that you experience no feel whatsoever in the body. And that's perfectly fine. Not only is it perfectly fine, it's equally fine. If that is the case, just work with the image and your mantra. There's also another option. It may be, as can happen, when we work with something positive, such as loving kindness, but at times we have a sense that it may not happen. We're concerned that our effort may be futile, or fear that it might not happen at all. If that's the case, then as it is with mindfulness, since we suppress nothing, we allow it to arise, but in the background, you give it no energy whatsoever. And your focus will again be singularly the image you've created and the mantra you are repeating. So now begin. Formulate the image. Choose the mantra. And maintain concentration. the mind wanders, gently bring it back without judgment. If the image fades, refresh it. The mantra is always within your control. If the mind wanders, gently bring it back. Take a moment to become aware of feel space. That is the physical body. And just notice if you have any pleasant feel. These would be physical sensations associated with emotion that are pleasant, like a sense of loving kindness, compassion, unconditional love. If you're experiencing that, allow it to grow. Encourage it to grow. It may fill your entire body. And if it does, then send it out. Send it out to those who need it most. If there is neutral feel, or no pleasant feel at all, meaning potentially unpleasant feel, do not suppress it, but give it no attention. Allow it to arise, but in the background, and continue to focus on your image and the mantra you have chosen. Thoughts are energy. So by sending positive thoughts, thoughts of loving kindness, of compassion, out into the world, you are contributing to positive energy being sent in the world. Well done. Now let go of that. And now become aware of the body. Become aware of your posture. Become aware of the sounds around you. And make that your focus of concentration for a few moments.